Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from Ephesians 6. I'm going to start at 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Now listen to this right here. Having truth, having righteousness, having the gospel of peace, having faith, and quenching all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I know I didn't read that the way it's written, but I want us to focus on what is the armor of God. It's not girding up. It is truth. That's the armor. Truth. Righteousness. The gospel of peace, which is the word of God. Faith. So that you can smother. That's what the word quench means. To smother all the things that the enemy tries to do to you. Y'all have rice and gravy. Smothered. Rice and gravy. Smothered grits. Smothered mashed potatoes. Smothered pork chop. Y'all ever had that type of food? It's not healthy food, but it's some good food. And the gravy is just running all over the plate. Smothered hamburger, Salisbury steak. Oh, okay, it's breakfast. Salt, cup, smothered grits. All right. And the gravy is just all over everything. It's all together. That's how we fight the enemy. We smother him with truth. We smother him with righteousness. We smother him with peace. We smother him with faith, so that what he's trying to do will be all mixed up in what God says we stand on, and that is the word of God. There is no way the enemy can come at us and succeed when he's smothered with the word of God. This is what we have to fight with, y'all. We fight just like Jesus did when he came down from his 40-day fast. What did he fight with? The word. He didn't fight with his own words. He gave him the truth. He gave him righteousness. He gave him peace. He didn't fight. He gave him faith, and he covered him with the word of God. This is our strength today. Fight the devil with the word. Don't fight him with your own words. You're not going to win with that. Smother him with some gravy of the Bible. How about that? Smother him with the word of God. Oh, God. I guess I got to be fixing some gravy today. Lord have mercy. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go. Smother the devil today. I will see you in the morning. Be blessed.